Welcome to episode 585 of the Official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and today I'm joined by a friend of the show, Marshall 205.
What up?
We fired Gerald.
Yep, he gone.
He gone. And I'm back in charge. We did three tests to make sure that we could record the audio. And now we hit the button, so I think it's fine.
Yeah, three tests is enough.
Yeah. Three in the head, you know they're dead. That's a words to live by.
Yeah.
He was,
I think so.
Gerald got power hungry. He let it go to his head. That he was the only one that could record this, that it couldn't be produced without him. And so, you know, sometimes when somebody's flying too high, you have to clip those wings.
Yeah, pop that balloon, you know?
Yeah, burst that bubble, and today was his time.
Yeah, he gone.
He's actually just helping family with something. He'll be back next week. So if it sounds like shit, though, it's important you know that it's his fault, because if he had been here, it would sound like it always sounds.
Yeah, but if it don't, you also got to understand that that's his fault, too, for all the other shows sounding like crap.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And basically, this one being great.
Basically, like every employee that's ever worked for me, I need you to take all the credit. We're going to take all the credit, and we're going to shift all the blame.
Yeah, I know a guy.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
He worked for me for a while.
Yeah. Not going to be our fault, no matter what, but it will be our fault if everything's great. So we'll see.
His name rhymes with Jeff Grace. I mean,
I think that's just his name. I think we're good. I mean, I'm looking at the levels now. I don't know what they mean, but the sliders are moving.
That's awesome. I punched a mic, so I don't know what that did for you.
I mean, it sounds like that deep bass. My rooster's going insane right now.
Hey. That rooster's insane anyways. Whenever I came over there and saw him, hey, he is just about that life.
Dude, he's jacked.
Always.
Yeah. Yeah, that rooster, he's a pretty rooster. He's a good-looking bird. But he's thick, he's big, he's tall, he's got a set of spurs on him.
Hooks, I believe they call them.
Yeah, maybe. Those are for protecting the ladies.
But he don't protect, though. He just, you told me that he'll run and hide quick.
So here's what I'll say. Last time when a possum got in my coop, it unfortunately did take the life of one of my chickens. But when I went out there, he was all bloodied up like he had been into the fight. And he hurt the possum. Like he dug in, shanked him.
Hell yeah. That's what you pay a rooster for right there. Yeah.
So, as much as he's a dipshit, I will give him credit that he stepped up last time.
Yeah, but he failed, so he's got to live with that.
Yeah, well, he's not missing any sleep at night. He moved on pretty well, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, their brain's the size of a fucking microchip. So. Yeah.
I will say that chickens, and I'm an animal lover. I think all animals are great. Chickens are so stupid. I can't even, if you've never been around chickens, I can't explain how dumb they are.
Yeah. Well, I'm a big, you know, avid turkey hunter, and turkeys are pretty much the same way. You can spook them, and then you can circle around and get back in front of them and call them, and they'll come right back in like, hey, I don't associate that call with danger.
They're like, damn, you got me again. That's on me.
Yeah.
So you would think, because I hear people all the time, they're like, well, chickens die, they're dumb, they get killed, they're stupid. But I'm like, for me, the fact that they're so dumb makes me feel even worse, because I'm clearly responsible for them. There's no way they can take care of themselves.
Nah, there's wild. I mean, chickens, there's wild chickens. It happens.
It ain't mine. They take care of themselves. Let me tell you that.
Do what?
The ones I have aren't the wild ones.
No, not at all.
I've got a set of domesticated chickens, and they would never survive on their own.
I think it's the Keys. Florida Keys has, like, chickens that are wild. They just kind of roam around the city.
They're nobody's chickens.
Right. when we went down there, I saw them and I thought it was odd, but it's, you know, kind of neat after a while.
I'll tell you, they're messy too. They just be dropping deuces wherever.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what they do. But you know, and when I was in the Keys, they told me that the chickens weren't the problem. It was you know, are they called iguanas?
Yeah,
it's the lizard.
Yeah,
yeah, those things are a nuisance. Like they'll fall on your car. They'll fall out of a tree onto your car and cause some pretty good damage. Like because they're pretty heavy. They get pretty big.
Yeah, they're for sure an invasive species down there. And they're everywhere down there.
They are. They are everywhere. It was cool to see them being from Kentucky and not ever seeing anything like that. But I could see living around them where it would be annoying.
I had iguanas growing up as a pet.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I had two of them.
Yeah, I've never had a reptile as a pet, and I'm a huge turtle lover.
Yeah, I had Spike. He was my big one. He was probably 2 feet long, maybe a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And then I had other lizard. He was little.
He was What's his name? You can't skip on it. No.
Yeah, I called him OL.
No. Oh, hell. You can't have a cool-ass lizard named Spike and then other lizard.
Well, other lizard was a gift. I didn't want him. Somebody got rid of their tank and was like, hey, can you take this? And, of course, my dad was like, yeah, we could. So I think that's how that happened, at least. And that's how we got other lizard.
Yeah, you just called him other lizard?
Yeah, we had a Spike already.
That's horrible. That's so horrible.
You want to be Spike?
Now too? Now I know why you take no time in the create a character, because you just don't give a shit. Where I put some effort into it.
You piss me off when we play a game because you're like, let's play this. And then I have to wait 45 minutes for you to craft the guy that looks like every guy you ever craft.
That's the point, though.
You don't do anything original. Good. It's always the same.
Yeah.
And for everybody listening, it's not like he's making like a blue dude with elf ears and like a sweet like leopard print apron. Like that's not happening. He just makes a dude that looks sort of like him if you squint hard.
Yeah, there you go. I mean,
but I do the same thing, but I do it in 3 minutes and you do it in 45.
Well, that's because you're basic. I'm not.
Pisses me
other off. Lizard. Listeners, other lizard. I'll leave it at that.
That's a good name.
It's stupid.
I won't go into detail, but at one point I had a dog named OD for other dog.
Yeah. OD.
Yeah.
Hey.
Odie.
Well, wasn't there a... Wait a minute. I'm thinking. Garfield. What's that dog's name?
Odie.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There we go.
So you're on board for other dog.
I am. Okay. I got it, but... Yeah. Hey, we need to shit on Gerald again.
Yeah.
Too much time has passed.
He ruined this show. He ruined every bit of it.
I can tell you there probably won't be any Lego news because I don't know a damn thing about that.
Well, spoiler alert, there won't be any news at all because it took everything I had to get this thing duct taped together long enough to record. I'm just going to talk about games for a little while and then shit on Gerald and then probably talk about games and then dunk on him on the way out.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you, right now we're operating on a Palm Pilot.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of hope holding this thing together. You know, we used to record the show where everybody recorded their audio separately and I mixed it together. That's how we did it for a long time. And then when Gerald kind of took over the recording duties, he records everything locally on his side. And I took a crash course this morning in 15 minutes to teach myself how to set everything up the right way. So there's no way that it's correct.
After playing extremely too late last night.
We played until after 1 o'clock, and we'll get into what we're playing because that'll be the bulk of the show. It's going to be a short show, too.
Yeah.
Short and fat. Short. It's going to fill the gap, so you'll be fine. We'll be back next week with your regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, Gerald sucks.
If we allow Gerald back.
Yeah, if he begs for his job back. Let me ask
you
this.
He's out doing cop stuff.
If you lost a job, even if it's like a podcast, whatever it is, and somebody came and said, you can have your spot back, but you got to beg. Would you do
No,
it?
I'm good. I'm good.
You're good? No I matter what it is?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Is it a pride thing?
Well, I don't need... It's the... I don't need the thing that you're asking me for bad enough to stoop to a level of, you know, where I've got to be insecure about myself. So, no, I'm good.
What if it was like kiss my ring? Just one. Just a little peck.
Kiss my what?
Ring, where I'm going to hold the hand out.
No. No, I'm not doing that.
What if you have a job that pays you $1 million a year?
Uh-huh.
You get let go, and the guy comes in and says, hey, job's back. Everything's reinstated. This never happened, but you just got to give the ring a little kiss.
How long have I worked there?
3 years.
All right, I got $3 million in the bank. I'm good. I'm out.
6 months. Smoochy smooch time. Smoochy smooch
half
time.
Half a mil, 500 grand. I can figure it out. I'm out.
You can't live off that forever.
You can't up forever, but I can figure things out.
No, dude, you put tongue on ring and you get that job back.
That's you. You and Gerald.
Yeah, I will. I'll suck his finger because here's the deal.
I'm telling you, boss.
Here's the deal. Don't give me any ideas. I've got to get enough money in the bank to where I don't have to work. Or it's my choice if I work. And half a million, it's not it.
Well, but it is for some people.
Put maybe $3 million in the bank, and then you can make some decisions. Next time it happens, you don't have to do the kissy kiss.
Right, right. I got you. But, you know, I don't know. Money isn't everything, man. It took me a while to learn that in life.
It's not, and you know that I'm a big advocate that money's not everything, but I will tell you, not having a home is everything.
Well,
like you're gonna need somewhere
home
to live.
Is where you make it.
Well, that's true in its most basic sense.
Yeah.
But I don't want to sleep outside. I don't want that to be home.
But you could. Be okay.
Well.
You could live in a camper.
I could live in a camper, yeah.
Yeah, think about it. You buy you a camper, fifth wheel. 50,000, right? Nice camper. 50 grand of your 500K. You still got 450K, right? What do you need?
You got to get that camper somewhere. So either I've got to hook up to solar or I got to get it to a park that's got where I can hook up the water and the electricity.
Yeah, hook up to water and electricity. Let's say you don't do solar. Let's say you hook up to water and electricity. What do you got? 1,200 bucks a month or 1,200 bucks a year? Because it's only like $35 a month.
To park somewhere?
No, for the electricity.
Yeah,
to park somewhere, you're probably looking at a total of $125.
I mean, I got to pay that because I don't have any land.
Yeah, that's 12. Let's say $1,500 a year.
I bet you're light on that. I bet it costs more.
No.
Let's say it's $3,000 a year. You spent $50,000 on the camper.
All right.
You have to buy a vehicle. You need a vehicle to drive.
Why? Okay.
Pull the fifth wheel.
All right. I'll get an old dually. All right. Pay about 11 grand for her.
No, 15.
15?
Yeah.
What are you getting, a Ford Super Duty? I'm just trying to get a damn truck to pull it.
She's
got to have the fender wells on her.
I'm trying to figure out who's pulling a $50,000 fifth wheel trailer with a Nissan Frontier. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Look, times are tough. I'm telling you, you don't have to have it. You don't have to have my Denali. You don't. Like, you do not have to have a Denali to pull it. It just, you can get you an 86 Ford Super Duty, missing the fender wheels, and she'll drag it all over this great country of the United States.
And then, all right, let's say you get that. Then you got to fill it up with stuff, right? I need PS5s and all the necessities.
Okay. You're talking small money in a large pond.
It goes quick, dude. It adds up fast. Next thing you know, you're a quarter of a million in. You only got 250 left in the bank, and then you're going to be able to ride that for, what, 5 years tops?
What are you going to do? What are you going to do, man?
And then everything starts breaking.
You plant your own garden.
No.
Yeah, Zomboid style.
Mm-mm. We haven't planted a fucking thing on that game.
I planted carrots.
Have they grown?
I don't know. I fell asleep.
Yeah. So let's talk about games, because I don't think you're correct about living off a half a meal.
I would ask you to do a poll, but we're probably going to wait till Gerald gets back for that. But
I don't even know if he knows how to do a poll. Just think about how you feel about it, and then I'll read your thoughts if you're listening.
What?
They just think about it real hard. I'll get it.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
We played a lot of Project Zomboid. We talked about it last week. Not you, because it was too early for you last week to wake up.
It was. It was rough.
Gerald and I talked about it. It's a survival game. You're set loose in a world that has gone to shit. We're playing online, so the only two humans on the server are you and I.
Correct.
And it's about survival. It's about family. It's about friendship. It's about thriving. Once you figured out how to survive. And I feel like right now we're in that middle ground between thrive and survive.
Yeah, I would say that there's a lot of deepness to this game that we haven't figured out, I believe, because there's things called safe houses I don't know how to create. It's supposed to be where you can spawn if you die, or it's not if, it's when you die. Mm-hmm. Because that game has so many different things that your character can go through, and from being, you know, having a nervous breakdown and dying to getting bit by a zombie, which would be the obvious thing of your death.
You know, but I don't feel like, so when we first started playing that game, it was very much like, let's try to not die this second. And it has turned into now we still die, but it's turned into like, hey, how many cars do we need? What cars do we need? We have food for probably, we have enough food to probably play for as long as our characters will be alive.
Yeah.
We have water sources close by. Like, you're catching rainwater now. Like, we're at a point where we're not far from planting food, putting up fences, things like that, to being like where we're thriving in this world.
Yeah. So whenever we start, for the listeners that don't know the game and you decide to look it up, the video of the game is probably not, it's not a Dade Z or something like that. So don't think that that's kind of what you're getting into, but the game is extremely fun. It's extremely, intuitive with the different things that you can do inside it. But there's so many character creations that you can do in it. And Ryan and I both were like, hey, we need to be somebody. We're in a post-apocalyptic world. We got to have a carpenter. Like, we got to be able to build stuff. We got to be able to do this. We got to be able to do that. Wrong. I'm a burglar. I steal cars. Yeah. I can hotwire them. Don't have to have the keys.
You know, but I think initially when you look at it, you think being able to build stuff is the key to survival. But then you realize not exclusively.
Right.
Because buildings already exist that you can go in, but finding keys to cars, really hard in the apocalypse. Being able to weld a hood back on a car or sheet metal over a window, very important.
Extremely important.
You know, things like
when
that.
When they come a knocking.
You know, I've been working on getting my mechanic skill up. I'm out there rotating tires, changing brake pads. Just getting her nice.
Jiffy Lube.
Yeah, just getting her nice. Because keeping those cars running, that allows us access to all the things. Medicine. We just found a pharmacy and a doctor's office. Game changer.
Loaded up.
We have meds for days now.
Yeah, and meth.
I found any meth.
It's not in the game.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I mean, maybe it is.
Yeah. I haven't found any recreational weed either.
Yeah.
But we are in Kentucky, so just give it time for the math.
Yeah, shout out to that game for being set in Kentucky also.
Yeah, Eastern Kentucky.
Doing God's work.
Something like that, I don't know.
Yeah, doing God's work.
So as far as the game goes, the map is huge. And to Ryan's point, there are so many different things to do inside the cities. There's gas stations, there's pharmacies, there's doctor's offices, there's radio stations, there's all sorts of stuff. And everything is accessible. So there's not a building you'll walk past that you can't get into some way, shape, or form. The door's locked and go through the window. Window's locked, you can bust it out. But there's consequences to doing things like that. So if you bust the window out, of course, it makes noise, which could attract zombies. And then if you just hop through it, you're going to get glass shards in you. So you have to take the glass pieces out of the window, which causes more time for the zombies to come up to you. So it's just the game, it's good in a way that, like, I haven't seen a AAA title be like that. Like, I don't want to call DayZ a AAA title because it's not. But, you know, I keep going back to DayZ because DayZ is a survival game that's online. And this game is online as well, and you can put 32 players in it. But Ryan thinks that sounds amazing, but I think that sounds terrible.
When you add the human element, so you get a feel for how the zombies move, how they pack up, how they hoard up, you know, kind of the best ways to defend them. But if you also had to add the human element to it, like imagine that you're doing all the things you're talking about, but also then while you're in the middle of doing it, some dude comes rolling up to rob you.
Yeah.
And now I'm trying to watch him, but there's also zombies all around all of us. I mean, we've all seen Walking Dead. You know how that can go.
Yeah, but that's what I was going to say. I'm Negan in that game, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm that guy.
Yeah, you could be with everyone 32 hates. People.
Yeah. Yeah, I have half the server. I'm needing all your shit because I don't want just half of it. I want all.
Yeah, the game does a really good job of everything has a consequence. So it's...
Yeah.
You know, it's like you said, I can bust the glass, but then I need to take extra time to get the glass shards out so I don't cut myself. Well, every second that I'm exposed, you know, my back is turned and I'm picking glass out, I'm exposed to a zombie.
Right.
So there's a risk reward there. Now I can just jump through and be quick, but I'm going to cut my hands.
Yeah.
I risk scratching myself. Do I have something to fix that? You know, that's that. There's that constant give and take in that game, and that's what I think it gets so right, is that back and forth with, you really have to think about things before you just do it. You can't just do something because you want to in that game. You have to think about it. You have to be calculated.
Right. And you can't, so if you decide, hey, I'm going to go fuck up about 20 zombies in a row, your dude will be like, hey, I don't want to do this anymore because they don't like the zombie. Like, they get freaked out. They either get freaked out, some of them will get freaked out by the sight of blood, some of them get freaked out by the sight of gore, some get freaked out by the zombie. But for every trait that you choose to make your character where they're either strong-stomached, where they can eat whatever, you have to take something away. So you have to be weak in another area. So you can't just be this Iron Man or this superhero out there just constantly beating ass and being okay with it. So I do like that part of the game, is that it makes it to where you're vulnerable at some stage with something. Like, you can't just be just a guy that or a gal that just runs out there and runs everything and has no emotions.
Yeah, it literally everything has a cost. To be good at this, I need to be bad at that. And
yep.
And that's what I think, that balance makes that game really fun. Now, in contrast, last night we started Raft, which is a little older now. I'm playing on Steam Deck. You're on the PC. Also a survival game, but as the name would suggest, you're on a raft. Starts out, you're on like a 6x6 plank, basically.
I don't know that I call that a raft in the beginning, but
it's a base. It's like a 6x6 base of 6x6 tiles, and spawned me just dead ass in the water. I didn't know where you were or anything. I had to just swim until I found you, which I was able to find you. And maybe that was lucky now that I think about it, because I could have just went the other direction.
You know, I woke up this morning and I thought, I wonder if he could have, because you collected goods while you were in the water.
Yeah, a ton of
shit floating everywhere, by the way, people. And I wonder if you could have built your own raft.
Yeah.
Or if you could have two rafts. Look, game changer, you're thinking about it.
I mean, could I build my own raft at any moment?
I'm wondering if we could, if we would float in the same direction, because the current's the current, right? I wonder if you could not do that.
That'd be a bad move, though.
Yeah, I like the fact that you and I are together, and our raft is of a decent size now. But when you first got on the raft, man, and Bruce, we're going to tell you all about Bruce in just a minute. But when Bruce decided to take a chunk out of it, we had a three freaking squares. We were touching elbows trying to fix that thing.
Yeah, there was a moment where we had to hold hands to be on the raft together.
Yeah.
Now, but that game, like I was saying, and I constantly feel that cost when I play Zomboid, Project Zomboid. I don't feel that cost as much in Raft just yet, but I will tell you that that's nice. It's a nice change.
I like Raft for the simple fact that it's more about gathering materials, building things, learning, than it is trying to stay alive. Like in Zomboid, you're trying to stay alive and you're trying to protect your most valuable things, which are the things that you just went and got. To kind of, I know we're jumping back and forth on games, but to kind of go back to Zomboid, we were talking about cars, and as a burglar, I can get and hotwire most cars. And I say most cars, cause there's some that you just, no matter what you do it, or I guess if you give it long enough, maybe you can hotwire it, but it just kept failing. But if you take a car and you decide, hey, I'm just going to go run over zombies, there's a consequence there. You can get the car high-sided on a pile of zombies and not be able to get off of them. You're going to take a lot of damage to where your car starts to shut off, won't run on you. And then all they got to do is break the window and bite you. It's insane the amount of detail that they stuck to that game. Like you were saying, reward versus consequence. Like, what are you willing to risk? Because if you decide to go to another town, your car's got to have gas, your car's got to be in good running standings, and if you're doing $150 down the road, you could come up on a horde of zombies or a bunch of cars that are broke down in the center of the road, and you smash into them and destroy your car, and then you're out in the desolate area.
You know, and I think for me that constant, like, thinking about, like, should I go out here? What's the consequences if I do? What's the consequences if I don't? It was nice when we played Raft last night. Again, it's the first night we've played, but so far the worst thing that could happen is that the shark, aka Bruce, bites a tile off.
Yeah.
Which we've been lucky enough to have supplies to put right back. You know, we got a garden on there. We're already planting and growing food, where in Zomboid, you just put the first seeds in the ground. You know, and we've played that game 20-plus hours at this point. So there's definitely a difference in them, even though they're both survival games. I was worried about trying to play them at the same time, but after, you know, spending 4 hours on Raft last night, I feel it's very different.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is definitely a different game. I would say that, you know, as we play and we bounce through games, those two games can coincide, and you won't feel like you're playing the same type of game, even though they're both survival games. So you can play one, you're going to get a different feel from Zomboid than you do from Raft, for sure.
Now, I will tell you, so far, I very much like Raft. 4 hours in, I like Raft a lot.
Yeah, I'm in agreeance with you on that. I needed a break from a little bit from Zomboid. I played a little bit longer than you because I decided to... I own the servers that we play on because he's playing on Steam Deck, so we want to make sure that we've got a good connection. So I've jumped in and kind of helped when because I've had a little more free time. We'll just leave it at that, a little more free time than you. But no, it's a good game, and I don't want to by any means quit playing it because I really enjoy Zomboid. But Raft just scratches a different itch for me. I don't know. It's there's a challenge there that Zomboid don't give me.
Yeah, I think they're so different. You know, I like playing different games. You know, I miss going back to Party Animals too. Like, we need to bounce around and play different stuff. But I was just like, it's going to be so much survival. But immediately when starting Raft, I'm like, oh, it doesn't feel like it's a survival game. It's obvious you need food, you need water, those kind of things. But it doesn't feel like it. It feels like it's about gathering resources and building a bigger, more capable raft.
Right. Right. It's not about, hey, I got to stay alive, I got to watch my back. Only thing you got to watch your back for so far that we've noticed is Bruce the shark.
Yeah. We planted fields. We had seagulls taking our food, built a scarecrow. Seagull's not a problem now. You know, it's, you know, they're giving you solutions much faster. Whereas in Project Zomboid, it's like you could go to three houses before you even find one useful item.
Yeah, they're like, fucking figure it out.
Yeah, it seems like early on in Raft, like, resources are aplenty.
Yeah, so we were playing, I would venture to say we were 15 plus hours in, and we didn't realize that you could check the glove box on a car.
Yep.
So we were like, game changer.
Now, I will say, neither one of those games hold your hand. They just throw you in there, and they're like, good luck.
Yeah, no tutorials.
Which I do like. Also, I want to give a shout-out to the Steam Deck. It has performed very well. I have it now hooked up to a TV in docked mode. I'm playing on a DualSense Edge controller, and I also have a keyboard and a wireless keyboard and mouse at my disposal. And if it'll run it, then I can play it now. Like, there's nothing holding me back. There's no restrictions anymore.
Yeah, and you know, that's a neat thing for, you know, under $1,000 that you can get and be accessible to, you know, PC type games. Now, I don't know that you're going to be able to play anything graphically intense. You and I talked about this, but for the games that you are playing and the Steam library, the Steam Deck library is pretty significant, as I was looking through it the other day. So not a bad investment.
You know, I think the beauty of it is the games I want to play or not. Like, if I'm going to play Hogwarts Legacy, which is optimized for Steam Deck, I'm still going to play it on PS5. You know, that's where I'm going to go play that game.
Correct. Or you should.
Yeah. What I want to play on Steam Deck are these titles like Raft, which I've never had access to before because it's not on a console and it's not coming to a console.
Right.
And so that's what excites me. It's Project Zomboids. Like, we were never going to play that game. I got a Steam Deck. I saw it on the store. I watched some videos. I'm like, this looks cool. I tell you, you don't give a shit. You're good for whatever. We jump in, and now we've had 20 great hours in there.
So, I'm looking now, Steam Deck, right now. If you bought one, folks, 256 gig LCD screens, your cheapest model at $399. And you got your OLED at $549, which is your 512, and then your 1 terabyte at $649. And you did, you know, as I'm reading here, those hard drives are expandable with a memory card, but
I'm playing on a 512 LCD.
512 LCD.
Yeah, the OLED is a better system. It's a little more robust as far as the power goes. But I will tell you, I've had a seamless time playing on that one there.
Well, I'm looking at it now. Yours is $449. Uh-huh. Just had a price drop. For all you folks out there waiting on a price drop, a 64 gig is $349 LCD, and 512 is $449. I
think it's $256, right? That's the smallest.
64 gig is what it says here.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's tiny.
That's a baby. That's a baby.
Yeah, my phone's got more memory than that.
Yeah, but it's got a memory card slot, so it's easily expandable. I will tell you, I don't know if in the future space is going to be an issue, but I will tell you that when I bought this, I came on here and I said it's exactly what I thought it is, and I was partially right. Playing PC games is exactly what I thought it would be. The Steam Deck maybe isn't what I thought it would be. It's I'm pretty impressed with it. You know, I know that the Switch runs Switch games. I get that, but this is doing something different. I mean, you are playing on a gaming PC, and I'm literally playing on a handheld.
Right. I'm playing on $2,000 gaming PC. Yeah. Correct.
I was able to pick this up used for $30. I have a $20 Amazon dock hooked up to it, a controller I already had, a TV I already had, and a keyboard and mouse that I already have that syncs to my computer. I mean, yeah, for me, this was a very small investment to get into PC gaming, which I've fought for a long time because I don't like the update this, fix this driver, do this, do that. Now I've got to switch this out, and I got to switch that out. Now that my settings are wrong, so it won't run. Like, there is none of that with the Steam Deck. If it's verified, you hit a button, you play it.
Right.
So it has helped that barrier to entry a little bit with me, but it's also opened my eyes a little bit to, I'm still not ready to have a gaming PC, and maybe I never will be ready. But I'll tell you, I'm very impressed with that little thing. And I would assume that you know, the ROG, the Linux has theirs. I'm sure that they're all good. I'm not an advocate for the Steam Deck. It's just what I happen to have. But I'm very impressed with it.
Yeah. Yeah, same. You know, with what you're able to do with it, I've been pretty impressed with it as well. No reason for me to want one though, because I don't care that much about handheld gaming. I own a Switch. I very rarely play it, and then I also have the Backbone. And when I had the Backbone with the correct phone, because I upgraded my phone, which upgraded the charging port, which made that obsolete. I can't use my Backbone anymore for PlayStation. But I played a few times on it, Disney Speedstorm. It worked okay. It worked fine. I have a gaming room where I can go and just get lost and enjoy my games in here, and that's what I like to do. So, but if you like gaming on the go, or you like to game while someone's watching TV, perfect. Steam Deck, Switch, you know, Backbone, those types of things will be very much worth your money.
The biggest compliment I can give the Steam Deck is that you've never once reminded me that I'm on a Steam Deck, which tells me that the experience is the same for you as if I was on a computer.
Yeah. No, I can't tell any difference. Yeah, you're like, connecting, you're paying everything.
Yeah, like you've never been like, oh, we can't do this because you're on a Steam Deck.
Yeah. Pretty impressive for such a small thing.
And now that it's hooked up to the TV, because some stuff is hard to read. Now that I have a keyboard, I don't have to rely on, because some games on Steam Deck don't prompt the keyboard to pop up. You have to go manually pop the keyboard out and enable it in order to put text in. Well, now that I have the wireless keyboard hooked up, you know, some buttons don't translate over to the Steam Deck's button layout. Well, now that I have the mouse, like they're if it'll run it, I can play it now.
Yeah.
You know,
that's pretty neat.
It is. So shout out to that. I have very much enjoyed my time so far with Project Zomboid and Raft, and those are only possible because of it. And look around, I was able to get my Steam Deck used for $300. And
well,
you know, it's one of those things. If you guys are in the market, I bet you can pick one up for a few $100.
So kind of to put the, you know, before we put the Steam Deck to rest, I'm on Steam now, and I just clicked great on Steam Deck, and you're talking games like Cyberpunk, Apex Legends, Elden mm-hmm. Ring,
yeah,
Baldur's Gate, Dead by Daylight. So it's not just Witcher. Witcher is extremely graphics hungry. So No Man's Sky, you know, these types of games are accessible to be able to play on a Steam Deck, which is pretty freaking amazing.
Now, and everything that's great on deck is Steam Deck verified. Now, I will tell you, it's probably running on the minimum settings required for all of those, but it can run them. It has all those big titles, and Steam Deck verified is going to tell you that not only does it have them all, but it's been optimized to run with the controller configuration, with the screen size, with the touch screen, all of those things. So it's pretty neat.
Pretty cool, man.
And so I think we played our last round of mini golf in the multiplayer madness that we're doing.
Yeah.
Which I shout out to Walk About Mini Golf. Really, really good. It's fun.
Good game.
But besides that, we have been all PC all week.
Yeah, weird.
It is weird.
Chat's been weird. We've just been on the phone.
I don't even know why you said that. We're idiots. Now they're going to come at us for Discord.
Yeah, Discord. We don't understand it. I'll throw it out there. We just don't understand.
Here's the question I have, and I'm open for someone to explain this to me because I am a moron. Why is chatting on Discord better than chatting on anything else? Like, what makes it better? Because we're not going to be like also messaging throughout the day and sending memes. He's just going to text me those. So explain to me why Discord is better than being on the phone or using any other chat platform.
Yeah, I'd be willing to. That'd be interesting to see what folks have to say about that.
Now,
I know you can make multiple channels with inside your Discord. That's all I know about it.
You know, we could connect through. See, here's the problem. I'm not using a PC, so like on my Steam Deck, all it gives me access to is Steam Chat. And then I'm like,
yeah, you're still gonna have to use your phone,
right? I could sync headphones to that. I could put that up there. You know, could hook it up to my Steam Deck with headphones and all that stuff. But how is that any different than me just putting? I put one AirPod in. I have the volume fairly lowish on my TV, so I can still hear it, and we connect that way.
Yeah.
Are you using headphones?
Yeah, I use one earbud.
Yeah, so like we're able to play that way, and is it a little tackier on the phone? Maybe, but when I'm playing, it's no different than anything else. I never think about it.
Yeah, I forget half the time we're on the damn phone because I'll pick my phone up to Google something, and I use talk to text all the time, and it's like, hey, you can't do that, you're an asshole, you're on the phone. I'm like, oh yeah, my bad.
Yeah, so, yeah, let us know what we're missing. Dude, people are so hard on about Discord. Yeah,
just stop it right there.
Yeah, they're so hard about Discord. I gotta know why. I don't get it. I do not get it. I have a Discord. I've been on it. You don't have to explain to me that it's this unseen world. I've been on it.
On it right now.
Yeah, make me believe.
Hey, you know, you were talking about party animals. You said they had a massive update. I'm on their Twitter, X, for those of you that just got into social media. Twitter for those of us that have been around for a while. And Party Animals is talking about cherry blossoms are looking great this season. So their lotus is going to be in a cherry blossom, and they have the cat. Looks like the cat's got a cherry blossom, and that stuff will be available on April the 12th. So you know how you and I like to collect the outfits and the characters. Look pretty good. I hate the lotus, but I got to have it.
But scroll down. And then if you're on their X, scroll down, though, to where it says an epic update.
An epic update. Yeah, I see it.
6 days
ago. And I see Nemo running around just punching on Ichiban.
Yeah. But I don't believe the cherry blossoms. Like, I don't believe that's it. I don't think that's your epic update.
God, I hope not. That's not epic.
I want both of those costumes. I'm going to tell you that right now. The cherry blossom lotus is cool.
Yeah. Well, I'm watching Nemo. He's running around the duck in a circle, and the duck's, well, it looked like he was shitting out banana peels, but I just take it that they were throwing them at him. It just says an epic update coming soon. So, interested to see. I went to their website. They don't have any literature or nothing on it, but I'm going to tell you, that game still hits something for me. The other night I played it with you. And I was probably in my own feels, but probably one of the most miserable times I'd had. But I think it was probably a miserable time just gaming and period. I probably should have went to bed.
Let's call it like it is. You played like ass-ass.
Ass-ass.
And I don't know what your deal was, but you were the most dramatic about playing bad, too. You're like, I don't know what the buttons do. I can't pick stuff up any longer.
Yeah.
My character won't hold things. And I'm like, yeah, it will. It's been a week since we played. It's not a. You act like we hadn't played in 6 years.
But you said we've been playing a lot of PC, which is true. And my brain, I'm old, man. I just turned another age. And
let me tell you why all this bullshit he's talking is unacceptable, because he's using an Xbox controller on a PC, too.
Yeah, I am.
He's had the same controller in his hand the whole time.
look, I hit another year in the milestone of life, and it's just, you know, I'm not as agile as I used to be. My brain don't work like that.
You were pissing me off so hard. I mean, you acted like you had never played a video game, like someone just put a controller in your hand and said, try this thing out.
What's this button do?
Yeah, that's what you were like the whole night. My guy won't hold. I can't like, jump. I don't know how to drop kick. How do you headbutt? I'm like, just play the game.
Hey, I look like one of them old people. Listeners, y'all know those old people who grab an iPhone for the first time and try to take a picture with it. They hold it way the hell out and way up in the air to take a picture, not understanding that the picture's not changing any. You know, it's going to be the same regardless of where they're holding it. And then they can zoom in and zoom out, but they want to hold the camera closer to you to zoom in. And they'll walk back a country mile instead of just pinching it. Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, so needless to say, we didn't even survive, but we definitely didn't thrive.
I got my ass beat.
Yeah, over a lot and over and over. You played like hot ass the whole time.
Ass.
The hottest of all ass. Gerald sucks. Also been a while since we said that. He just texted me to check on the show, and I said, "Don't worry about it now."
Yeah, I was getting ready to go to a segue to shit on him some more.
Yeah, he said everything go good. I'm like, wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, it's going great, Gerald. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for being here. He's gonna have to kiss the ring if he wants back.
Hey, yeah, there you go. Make Gerald kiss the ring
if he wants it back. That's how he's gonna have to get it.
Hey, listeners, he is a cop.
Yeah, he is a cop. Well, it sounded like you said cock. So I wanted to, you got to hit that P hard. If he's back on next week, just know he did whatever it took, you know?
Yeah, he kissed the ring is what he did.
He did whatever it took. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
We've been going for like 40-plus minutes. I know it's a short episode. We should probably just stop, though, before something goes catastrophically wrong, because the best I can tell, it's worked.
Yeah, so just think about wrapping it up. But I'll tell you,
always
going into our next multiplayer night, I wouldn't be a good friend if I didn't admit that playing Walkabout Mini Golf was a good time. It was fun for all of us. We enjoyed that, the VR moment. Fantastic. Loved it. We were able to get in there and enjoy that. Now it's Patman's turn. Friend of the show, Patman. Don't know 100% what he's going to choose yet, but we will let you guys know as soon as he makes that selection, and we jump into his title for a month.
You think it'll be shitty because he's picking it?
You know, with Patman, he loves a shooter and Call of Duty, and I don't know. He threw a game out there, and I'll be honest with you, I hope he don't pick it. But we'll play it. I'll play it.
He's what we call a duty head. He loves Call of Duty.
Yeah. Apex Legends.
What game did he throw out there?
You fucking rage out.
What game did he throw out there?
Deep Rock Galactic.
Oh, Deep Rock.
Yeah.
We played Deep Rock and we never got it.
I didn't enjoy it.
It didn't click.
He said we didn't give it a chance. I'm like,
We have different definitions of that.
I felt we did. We did, Patman.
I beg to differ.
Yeah,
he did. I forgot that he clearly said we didn't give it a chance. I'm like, well.
Yeah, he did.
Maybe you don't decide that for us.
Hey, I'm going to say that I don't know if Gerald can handle another game that we don't like, that he don't care for, because he hated Helldivers. He sucked it. Look, hey, folks, he had party. Look, he was going to win his first round of golf. He was going to win. We were on hole 16 going into 17 on an 18-hole course. He had an 8-stroke lead. I said, Gerald, I just hit the twang on that Gerald, too. But I said, Gerald, you got 8-stroke lead with 2 holes to go. And what did you tell him?
I told him I didn't think he could lose no matter what he did.
Yeah, you said you could stroke limit out and win.
Uh-huh.
He lost, guys. Yeah. He lost by 1 stroke.
Well, because if there's something I've learned about mini golf and playing with the four of us, those other two gentlemen, friends I'll call them, can handle the big moment.
No.
They're
not built for it.
They're Matt Ryan's. They just can't. They get you there.
Josh Allen.
Yeah, they'll put it on the back, they'll get there. They can't close because they don't know how to win. And Pat, man, he flew too close to the sun. I don't know what happened. First 2 weeks he was great. Well, he only played 3 weeks, but the first week he was great, and he's gotten worse and worse. He's not even a contender anymore.
Terrible.
Now, Gerald, he shows flashes, but he's not built for 18 holes. On 9 holes, probably tough to deal with.
Yeah.
But yeah, in 18, at some moment, he gets in his head, and then he falls apart.
I think I got in Gerald's head. I won by one stroke on him. It was probably the sweetest victory I've had, but I felt horrible because I wanted it for him.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you win or did he lose?
He lost.
Yeah. I hope he listens to the whole show and gets to this point so that he knows.
He lost. There's no way I won. I mean, I just did what I did the entire game, which was just put the ball in the hole. He couldn't manage that. Like, he put it in the river on the last hole more times than I care to imagine. Well, like, we were over there three putting on the green. And Gerald's still at the tee box, smacking it into the damn water.
There's no doubt that on 18, it became his 10-cup moment.
Hey, and when he finally made the green, it was by the grace of God.
He, like, hit a rock, skipped across the river, and it landed up there. just a meltdown of epic proportions.
Yeah. It was. It really was. I can only imagine that his face was solid red from his blood pressure.
One thing I want to say is the worst thing that happened to him is that you were in second place, because I feel like Pat Man and myself are good enough people that we'd have still gave Gerald a W.
I don't give shit.
Correct.
But there's no handouts in my world.
Not only did you do it, but then you shit on him for 20 minutes about the size of that meltdown.
I did, and I will, and I'm doing it on the show. But I didn't do what you did. You were shitting on him the entire time he was hitting, not realizing that he was going to lose. You were like, there's no way he can lose, so I'm going to shit on him.
Now, I will say that I thought there was no way that he could lose. And I will say that on the last hole, I might have been constantly reminding him that he was melting down.
Oh yeah, you were. And then after that round of golf, you were like, "Hey, that was so enjoyable. Let's run it back."
I apologized. I said at the end, after, not for running it back, but I said I didn't realize you could lose, so I wouldn't have talked so much shit.
Yeah,
that's an apology.
Yeah,
Pat Man for the list. Pat Man with the best reaction.
I won the second.
After it ends, Pat Man goes,
round. "Stop it!"
Oh man, that's. That sucks. You lost by a stroke. Like, Patman was truly disappointed for him.
Yeah. I was like an asshole in his face. I was saying, "Hey, Gerald, I beat you by a stroke. That's fucked up.
Suck it."
He's like, just real quiet. You know how Gerald is, just super quiet. Yeah. I could only imagine he was breaking small number two pencils.
Yeah. Little short golf pencils, snapping them. He gets them when we play just to feel at home.
Yeah, well, you got to get in the moment when you're playing like
that. Feels like a real scorecard.
Hey, the second round, folks, we'll just make this real quick because we were wanting to end the show. The second round of golf, Ryan and I were treasure hunting. I won going away probably by 13 strokes. That says less about me and more about the competition, because I wasn't paying attention, nor was Ryan, but Gerald and friend of the show, Pat Man, were trying with everything they had and still came up short. So
I don't know if they're trying with everything they have, but
I do.
Shout out to you for taking time to pump yourself up even more.
Thank you.
We should end the show. Thanks for listening. Maybe Gerald's back. Maybe he's gone for good.
Kiss the ring.
Episode something.
Best episode ever.
5 something something.
Hashtag.
I don't have it pulled up anymore, so it could be any episode. Maybe 545.
No, you didn't went back 40 episodes.
Oh, is it 80?
I think it, you were 588.
Matter. It doesn't matter.
Numbers are bad with me.
It's not an 88 for sure. Dale Jr. I don't remember that on going away. Head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Support us over there. You can find us on the socials at _GameStitch. And I don't check any of the socials. I don't even know that Gerald does, to be honest with you. We do look at Patreon rarely. So the best way to get a hold of us is to send a carrier pigeon with your message. That's the absolute best and most efficient way to contact either one of us.
Yeah, the best way to get a hold of me is a carrier pigeon with $100 with your note tied to it.
Yeah. And if you really want to make quick contact with Gerald, you just break the law because he's a cop and he'll show up.
Yep.
That's what they do when you break the law. They show up.
Yeah.
He'll pepper spray you.
Unless it's on the 18th and he has an 8-stroke lead, then he won't show up at all.
Damn. Rest in peace, his golf career. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Peace.